USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
R&B star R. Kelly's bond is set at $1 million, and he's been told not to have contact with anyone under 18. His lawyer, Steve Greenberg, spoke with reporters.
Do you think these women are lying?
Yes.
All of them?
I think all the women are lying, yes.
One of the alleged victims of R. Kelly's misconduct also spoke out on The Real television show.
I can't speak out for everyone else, but I know I'm not lying. So for him to say everyone's lying is a lie.
The indictment accuses Kelly of sexual acts with three children older than 13 but younger than 17. At a news conference on the third day of the four-day Vatican Summit on Abuse by members of the Catholic Church, Malta Archbishop Charles Scicluna says there's a single lesson for everyone attending.
This has to be an essential element of our response. Listen to the victim, and you will understand that you need to get it right.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist, through a bunch of tests and colonoscopy, I won't bore you with the details, found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me, but I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Humanitarian aid from the United States remains on the Venezuelan-Colombia border as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has now closed his country's border with Brazil. British billionaire Richard Branson sponsored a live aid-inspired show Friday in Colombia featuring Latin American stars to draw attention to the situation.
You'll get fed up seeing us until humanitarian aid gets into the country.
Maduro's government kicked off a three-day festival of its own with concerts on the other side of the border. President Trump says he'll not allow any bill passed by Congress to become law that prevents him from enforcing an executive order to fund a border wall with Mexico.
Will I veto it? 100%.
On the issue of trade with China, President Trump says he will consider pushing back a March 2nd deadline to reach a trade deal. He says there are some final steps that need to be taken before a deal is reached.
We will be having at least an additional meeting, and then ultimately we'll have a meeting with myself and President Xi to discuss the final terms and things that haven't been agreed to, but I think a lot of those things have been agreed to.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A new proposal from the Trump administration could deny millions of dollars in funding to Planned Parenthood. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
The Trump administration says it will prohibit taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from advising women about abortions. The move that HHS said was necessary for transparency and the legal use of tax dollars is being applauded by social conservatives. But Planned Parenthood says it believes the administration is targeting them, stripping $60 million from all of its medical services. Other critics say it amounts to a gag rule that interferes with the patient-physician relationship. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince has defended China's use of concentration camps for a Muslim sect. John Clemens reports.
Mohammed bin Salman was in China to sign a multi-million dollar trade deal when he defended Beijing's right to detain an estimated 1 million Uyghurs in the so-called re-education camps. Gary Bauer of American Values is also on the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.
Hundreds of thousands of Uyghurs are being held in these camps. And, of course, the irony is around the world there are a lot of Islamic countries that engage in religious persecution.
I'm John Clemens.
At least 94 people have died and more than 150 have been hospitalized after consuming tainted alcohol made by bootleggers in India. At least two people have been arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.